with me to the book of Ephesians, my favorite book of the New Testament, chapter 4. As you're turning to Ephesians chapter 4, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, that'll help you. Chapter 4, I want to answer this question. I am asked at least once a week about this. Brother Jesse, why do you work so much? You're always traveling, you're always going. In other words, I should have took the day off today because I'm preaching almost every day next week, okay? Kathy just came back from Louisville, Kentucky. She preached Friday. I preached Thursday. I mean, we're just constantly going. And people say, why? Why do you preach so much? Well, reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. But there's a reason why I do what I do. And I'm going to show it to you. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 says, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Which means you got the ability to shut down the person that's stealing from you. Let him that stole steal no more, verse 28, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good. Notice why, that he may have to give or to distribute to him that needeth. Let me say it again. Verse 27, neither give place to the devil. Verse 28, let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give or to distribute to him that needed. Title of my message is, Why Work? Or you could do a subtitle, The Unrecognized Truth About Honest Labor. Why do I work? Am I working just so I can have a retirement? No, I'm never going to retire. How do you retire from a calling? You cannot. I may slow down as I get older, but on the last day that I live, I'm going to preach a revelation and give you a vision. Amen. Why work? So that I may be able to give to him that needeth. Now, when you preach something like this, you'll have everybody calling, I need this, I need it. I'm not your source. Amen. Lazy. That's why I ain't much on welfare. Welfare is great when you're in a tough time and in a bind, and it helps you. But you should never become welfare-minded because it's never enough to get by. I mean, thank God that the United States government has a program, and I believe in that for those that need it. But when you don't want to be generational welfare because you'll never get out, you'll stay in that hole and get deeper and deeper, and you'll never be able to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish and your own self-esteem. But thank God we got a country that can help poor people. But we don't want them to stay poor. So why work? I want to talk about this honest labor. Let me read that verse again. Let him steal no more, verse 28, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Now write this down. Work honestly done is man's cooperation with a divine worker, God. You see, I'm in cooperation with God when I work. Let me say it again. Work honestly done is man's cooperation with a divine worker. Who is the divine worker? God. So when I'm working, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in divine cooperation with God Almighty because he knows that he's already met my need. He's met my desire. He's met my want. Now I'm actually working for others that are able to give and do things that I want to do for the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of times my board of directors and a lot of people say, but Jesse never tells people what he does for poor people. I'm going to just be honest. You don't realize how many children I feed. I'm talking about physical feed. How much I help so many different people. How many girls that are in trouble that I help. And you know why? Because why don't you say much about it? Because the Bible says don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing. I'm helping the poor, so I don't talk about it. But most people are doing it on television to move you emotionally so you can give to them. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. And there's nothing wrong with giving to them. I don't want you to stop that neither because they need help. But I made up my mind that my work would increase the seed that I'm able to be a blessing to anyone I so choose to be. So work, honestly done, is man's cooperation with a divine worker, God. Now watch this. If you're not busy working as unto the Lord, the devil gains a foothold. And from that foothold, he can develop a stronghold. Write it down again. If you're not busy working as unto the Lord, the devil gains a foothold. And from that foothold, he can develop a stronghold. See, I don't let grass grow under my feet. I'm constantly preaching the gospel. And a man my age, I mean, I'm not that old at the time of this year. You know, I mean, I got white hair. I got hair that looks 100 years old, but I'm not 100 years old. I made up my mind that I would just keep going. Why? Because I don't let the devil steal from me.